Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we read real news stories about real dummies doing real dummy things, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. We do have a reader this week, and you could be a reader as well. If you want to read a funny dummy story here on the show, find a link to a funny dummy story, real news story, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Dan will contact you, and then we'll figure it out. You'll tape it. You'll be a part of the show, and you'll get some Lou Malnati's pizza. It's a win-win-win situation. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Police in Pennsylvania said a man accused of stealing a pot of meatballs was spotted with red sauce on his face. Pennsylvania State Police responded to a report of a burglary Monday after a resident arrived home and discovered a man a man covered in red sauce and a pot of meatballs was missing from his garage. Troopers found the pot on the street outside the man's home and located the alleged thief at his residence a short time later. He was arrested on charges of burglary, trespass, and theft. Police said he was wanted for an outstanding warrant for failure to appear. He was booked at the Luzerne County Correctional Facility in lieu of $25,000 bail.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Here's a question. Why was there a pot of meatballs in a garage? That's a legitimate question, right?
Where do you keep your meatballs?
Well, I don't have a garage, so I don't know. I guess if I had a garage, I'd keep my meatballs in a garage. I don't know. All right. Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. A man has been arrested for stealing a U-Haul truck and leading police on a chase for the second time in a year. A deputy tried to stop a U-Haul driven at high speed Sunday night. Police say the man and the stolen truck were later found. He had minor injuries and the vehicle sustained minor damage. The driver faces multiple charges, including theft of a motor vehicle and failure to stop for a police officer. He's being held on bail. He was previously charged with eluding officers and reckless conduct after police say he crashed into two vehicles last Halloween while driving a stolen U-Haul truck before he was apprehended. This guy enjoys U-Haul trucks, man.
Not Kenya, you're a big dummy. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. For dummy number three, our reader this week is Margaret in Bridgeport. For being our reader, she gets a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home to Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, take it away, Margaret.
This is Margaret for You Big Dummy. An attempted burglary ended with nothing being stolen when one of the burglars accidentally hit his partner in the head with the brick. Security footage from the incident shows the two men approaching the store with bricks in hand. The first man throws the brick through the window. However, as he steps away, he walks into the path of the second man who has already started throwing his brick. That second brick hits the first man in the head, knocking him to the ground. The second man is then seen dragging his friend away. Nothing was stolen from the store. And now, back to you, Nick.
That's good. That's good.
Dummy! Dummy!
Get lost, dummy!
Ugh. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Thirsty goalkeeper chose the wrong time to get water during a soccer game in Germany. Goalkeeper Mark Flecken had picked up a bottle behind his own goal line and was not watching the game when the inevitable happened. After hosts Duisburg had seen a goal disallowed, their opponent, Ingolstadt, quickly moved the ball up the field. Flecken was still behind the line with his back to the ball, and opposing players saw the situation and easily scored. In the end, Flecken did have something to raise a glass to. Duisburg won 2-1, rose to fourth in their second division.
Before this game, you was just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Number five. Two suspects running from police decided to hop over a fence Friday in an attempt to escape officers. The problem? The property they jumped onto was the Peoria, Arizona police station. Officers were called to a gas station Friday for a possible shoplifting. When officers pulled into the lot, the suspects allegedly ran for the gas station on foot directly toward the station. They ran along the side of the building and hopped the fence despite a large sign that said Peoria Police over the front doors. Video showed one hit under a bench before she was placed in handcuffs. The other climbed back over the fence and was arrested on the street. Both were charged with shoplifting, trespassing, and in a critical public safety building, and drug charges. All right. Okay, we got a vote, and Esmeralda's not in her hut, so I guess it's just going to be me and you, Dan. So I don't see Esmeralda. If we have a tie, we'll have to have a... Well, it's going to be a tie, regardless, so we're going to need a...
Unless we pick the same one.
Unless we pick the same one, then it's... Yes. Yeah, okay. Okay, so let's see. We're recapping. The dummy who stole meatballs and had red sauce on his face. The dummy who stole U-Haul and led the cops on a chase twice in a year. The dummy who hit his accomplice with a brick while trying to break a window to steal something. The dummy goaltender who went to get a drink of water and let a goal in. And the dummies who jumped into a police station while running from the police. Now, Esmeralda, did you hear any of them?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then let's go to Dan first. Dan, who are you going to vote for here?
I do love the red sauce on the face, but just the image of the guy, like, you can just, like, gearing up to throw the brick, and then his friend just happened to walk by at that exact moment.
So you're going brick dummies?
Yes.
Okay. Esmeralda, where are you going to vote?
No, I got to go with that. Come on.
Brick dummies?
People getting hit with bricks?
Yeah. Okay, well, that's the winner. I got the meatball. I got to go with the guy who stole the meatballs. And again, the question is, why were there meatballs in a garage? I don't know.
You don't make your meatballs in a garage? It's the usual place you make meatballs.
Where everybody leaves their meatballs.
I don't know about you.
In the garage.
Get on the train to Delio.
But sorry. But anyway, and great reading by Margaret as well. So the dummies with the bricks knocking each other out.
Cyborgs don't eat meatballs, though.
That's right. I don't eat meatballs. I'm powered by Duracell.
You eat pictures of meatballs.
JPEG files of meatballs.
That's JPEG files of meatballs. That's right. I eat gifts of meatballs. All right, we're going to take a break here for the news, and then when we come back, it's our other regular features, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, are all coming up right after this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
There you go. That's right. Hey, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, the Showcase studio right here on Michigan Avenue. And it is Friday morning, and that means Fly Jams Friday is coming up. Get your requests in. DJ Shagru is ready to go. We also have an unfortunate Blackhawks Express to play. They got smacked last night, and we will play the Express every morning after a Hawks game. We do play the Express, and that's coming up as well. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive on a Friday morning. All right, our regular features begin with Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. That's how you participate. Okay, Dan, let's begin.
We shall begin with Jesse. He heard this one of Colin Suter.
My only criticism is I wish it was longer.
That's good. That's good. That's real good. All right.
Jesse also emailed this one, Violetta Podramatic.
I didn't get on it, but it looks pretty interesting.
Oh, man. All right.
Joe in Bentonville, Rick in Kenosha, Don from Marengo, and my dad sent in this one,
wow.
Steve Bertrand.
You guys make it hard.
Wow, your dad? Your dad sent that one in?
He did.
Right on. Oh, that's great. Okay.
Tom heard this one of Violetta Podramatic.
Right? No, that's not exactly where you put that.
You know, she contributes a lot every week.
She does.
Yeah, we have to acknowledge Violetta. She's filthy. All right.
All right. Brian is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, you.
Oh, we can get a couple in before the news, right? Jeez. All right.
And this one of Lou Manfredini, also from Joyce.
You remember the double D?
What's he? Is he now talking about cup sizes on his show now? What's going on there? All right.
And this one of Dean Richards.
There's no way I would put my mouth on that filthy thing.
Oh, now come on. Now, seriously, come on now. Dean. Okay.
And this one of Roger Badish.
I had a huge unit.
What happened to it, Raj? You had one. Oh, boy. Jeez. Okay.
Eric emailed this exchange between Steve Cochran and Dean.
Did it feel good?
It did feel. It felt very nice.
Those two guys, you can't trust those two guys together.
No, not at all.
You get Cochran and Dean together, and it's just a nightmare. It's great. It's awesome. Okay.
Kevin and Brian sent in these of Rokan.
No, I've redone the whole area down there. I have a couple new things to show you.
Not sure why I find that one so particularly funny, but that's pretty good. All right.
Tom from Champaign heard this one of Esmeralda.
Yeah, I've seen, like, little ones.
Oh! Esmeralda, you've seen little ones?
Too many.
What were we talking about? What was little?
Happy Meals.
The Barbie. Because yes. I thought they gave away full size Barbies with every Happy Meal, which would of course put McDonald's out of business if they did that. Okay.
Wild Bill and Don from Marengo emailed this one of you.
I knew he pulled his pants down for a reason. We're talking about Chariots of Fire? No?
No.
No, so it's another reason for people to pull their pants down. Yep. What?
It wasn't
Brandmeier, was
no,
it?
No, somebody mooned somebody in the pop-up video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't remember that. Esmeralda, do you remember that?
No.
I don't remember that. Anytime we talk about pants coming off, it's either Dan with no belt or me watching Chariots of Fire. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Eric sent in this one of Steve Cochran.
But it's harder when you're older.
No, it's not. All right. It's the opposite, actually.
Aaron and Aurora and Barbara heard this one of Mary Vandeveld.
My husband pulls it more than I do.
Oh, come on now. Come on! I hope Mary's in the car. I hope she heard that. That's pretty fantastic. Her husband pulls it more than she does. That's a, who sent that one in?
Aaron and Aurora and Barbara.
That's good. Nice job, guys. That's fantastic. All right.
Tanker Bob emailed this one of Kim Gordon.
I thought their packages were very different.
You can't say the word package on this radio station anymore.
Nope.
You just can't. Hey, and remember when, what was it, 105.9 when they were the package?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? 105.9 FM, the package. Okay, what's next?
And finally, our good friend Jim Laskowski sent in this one of you.
I'm taking the belt off. I slapped my butt. So that's the Chariots of Fire conversation that we were having. Yeah. Okay. Should we start the?
We can get one of the spy clips.
Get one of the spies in here. Why don't we try this thing here with the thing? Spies.
Hey!
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
There you go. Time for Nick D's show, Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24-7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to hear about it. You're a spy. Jot all the info down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. By the way, I want to say that this is the first time that we've done this, these regular segments, in the showcase studio. And the buttons are in different spots. So I really didn't screw up that much. Because the buttons are like the CD button is on a different side, and the reverb button is in, over here, and the so...
Very nice.
It went pretty smoothly. Went pretty smoothly. I thought it was going to be an even bigger nightmare, but it wasn't. It turned out good. Okay, so this is spies. We got spies?
We have spies. We have many spies. We have Carrie in Louisville, Peter in Decatur, Kelly in Elgin, Joe in Bensonville, Diane of Naperville, Brian, Tom from Bartlett, Joyce, and Tinker Bob.
Wow. Yes. Well, thank you for all your contributions.
Yes, we have five clips this week.
Okay.
First up, Bill and Wendy were talking about Bill's time on the overnight, and specifically when he had his six-hour shift. They mentioned overnight listeners are the most loyal listeners and knew you'd agree.
So it was a six-hour shift. You know?
Yeah, that
it was
you
midnight
had the longest,
to six.
Oh, my God.
John Williams looked it up. I had the longest talk shift of anybody in the country. There were a couple people who
wasn't
did
good,
music.
But no, it was the long. No, I'm
it was,
kidding. It
of
was.
Of the hour, I'd say 45 to 50 minutes of it was pretty solid.
I know. I don't know how you did it.
It was just me reading Bazooka Joe comics.
It worked. And just to be able to talk, I mean, that's long.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wouldn't do, like, everybody always goes, well, you can repeat stuff. It's 6 hours, so you can do stuff at the beginning and then do it again toward the end.
I never liked doing that either.
No, because I always knew there were some people out there. I want to believe that we're listening to the whole 5 or 6 hours, you know?
I think that's one of the most loyal listeners. And
easily.
Nick DiGilio will tell you that for sure.
Without a doubt.
Because you have kind of a captive audience. If
they're third shifters.
Yeah, they're working and they...
You're it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, I was so in appreciation of that.
Yeah, they're the best. Yep, the late night, the overnight listeners are the best listeners. My listeners are awesome. They're great. By the way, I had a 6 hour shift too on Saturdays. I was on from 6 p.m. to midnight. And I'm not kidding you, Dan. And you know, you worked those shifts.
Yeah.
In hour five leading into hours, you know, leading to the, you know, the last hour of the show. I forgot we had certain guests on that night. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, that was tonight. I swear to God, it was like I'd had a guest on in the 6 o'clock hour, and I'm pulling into midnight, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, that guy was on with us tonight. It's crazy, man. That's a long shift. That's a long shift. So kudos to Bill for doing it. I mean, I only did it once a week. Bill had to do it 5 nights a week. So that's insane. All right, we got a break here. We got weather and traffic. Dan, we got more spies, correct?
We do.
Okay, and thank you guys, because that's a lot of people contributing to our segments here, and we appreciate that. So thank you guys. Again, best listeners ever.
What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Like
hey!
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue. And we are doing our regular features. This is Nick D Show Spies, where you listen 24-7 whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity. Jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, we got a few more, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Future ex-wife and Esmeralda's best friend, Dana DiLorenzo, was doing the radio press tour circuit, and she was on with Steve Cochran.
Oh.
Steve, I think I'm in trouble.
What are you talking about?
You want to know why, Steven?
Of course I do.
Because I'm cheating. I'm cheating on my future ex-husband with you.
You're talking about Mancow. Look, the fact that you made the mistake of being on Mancow's show for a few years.
No, I'm talking about Nick.
Oh, no, listen, you know DiGilio. DiGilio loved the Craig Ferguson experience so much. I'm surprised that he didn't try to take you hostage.
He did. I have been hostage in his studio. We talk about once a month.
Oh, that's cool.
Sometimes it's recorded. No, and I know, but now he's going to be mad because I'm cheating.
No. Well, he's the little brother I never asked for. We love Nick. We loved it.
Oh, Dana, I love her so much. That's so cool that she knows that that she's my future ex-wife. Yeah, Dana, I can't. It's like Cochran immediately goes to Mancow. Hey, listen, it's not your fault you worked for Mancow. By the way, Mancow's in Death Wish. I don't know if that really makes people even want to see it less. So in case you were not planning on seeing it, you can equally not plan on seeing it because Mancow's in it. By the way, Dana's going to be on our show in a few weeks. Ash vs. Evil Dead premiered last Sunday, and it was spectacular. And she was great on it. But there's a really, I guess it's episode 5, Dan, is what Dana said?
Yeah, or 6.
5 or 6 is a very heavy Kelly episode. So there's a lot of Dana in it. So we're going to get her on that week leading up to that episode. But if you're not watching Ash vs. Evil Dead, you should because it's spectacular. Dana DiLorenzo is great on it. Everybody's great on it. And it's on Stars Sunday nights. So tune in. That was nice to hear, Dana. Cool.
Indeed. All right. Steve Bertrand was having one of those days where he just couldn't talk. And Bill and Wendy were having some fun with him. And that led to one of the contexts we heard earlier.
Oh, and also Ryan Benici is the CEO of C2 Crowd. I'm sorry, my notes are far away from me.
And Melissa somebody, Steve.
Oh,
we're going to talk to, she's the owner of Flower, P-H-L-O-U-R, Flower. Up in Edgewater. It's an artisan bakery, and we're going to talk about International Women's Day.
Oh.
Coming up. That's on the next 60 minutes.
Smooth as silk, baby.
You guys make it hard. That's what's coming up in the next 60. Nick.
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell was wrong with Steve there? What was going on there?
I think he was just having a rough day, and then they grabbed that sheet with his notes and took it away.
Oh, they took it away from him. Okay. Yeah. All right. Messing with Bertrand. Nothing wrong with messing with Bertrand. Bertrand messes with us. All right. What happened now?
Next up, Steve Cochran's text question of the day was, what's something you never hear men say? One of the texter's response led to a mention of you.
847, men never say, honey, hurry up, Gilmore Girls is about to start.
I think there's someone on the staff who does.
Nick DiGilio.
Oh,
yes.
And yes, I believe I have said, honey, hurry up and get in here, the Gilmore Girls is about to start. I think I've said that to two different women. So anyway, that's pretty funny. Now, you know what? I mean, it's like, because I have a list of those. You could have just thrown Felicity in there and all, you know, I mean, Gossip Girl and, you know, so. All right.
Final one. We heard the out of context from Mary Vanderbilt a little bit earlier. It was part of a conversation about AARP cards, and Wendy knew where it was going.
Yeah, I have my ARP card.
See?
It works once in a while. My husband pulls it more than I do.
Does he?
Yeah. No. I don't Nick like DiGilio, to pull it out.
Take that and use it and enjoy it.
Sure.
And we did. And we did enjoy it. We did enjoy it. That was funny. All right. Thank you guys for all of those crazy spies. Keep listening closely whenever somebody says something dirty or says me or something. Jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com.